This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. The last two mornings I've been talking about this amazing story recorded in Luke 10, which we know today as the parable of the Good Samaritan, story told by Jesus when he was talking to an expert in the law who was wondering how to get eternal life, actually. And he said the rule was, well, I love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength and mind, and love your neighbour as much as you love yourself. Jesus said, yes, you've answered right. But that wasn't enough. He said, okay, well, who is my neighbour? And then Jesus told the story of the Jew who was travelling from Jerusalem to Jericho, which was a very dangerous road. He was robbed, beaten up, and almost died. And two religious leaders passed by. It didn't help. But then a man from Samaria stopped, helped, and paid for his accommodation. It was a most unlikely, astounding thing to do. But Jesus said, actually, he was the best example of being a good neighbour. And then he said to the lawyer, well, listen, you go and do likewise. It was not what the average Jew would expect to hear. So I think there's a couple of lessons from this remarkable story, and you can read about it yourself in Luke chapter 10. I think it shows us that Christians must learn not to be afraid to help people. Now, I said yesterday that two religious people who should have known better passed by on the other side. They didn't want to get involved. You'd think they would. If anyone was going to help, it would have been them, but they didn't want to. And isn't it true in life that we often pass by on the other side when we encounter people who need our help? We do this because we're afraid that their needs will be greater than what we can do to help. We know, for example, that being a neighbour is costly. Our experience has taught us that there is a risk involved. We don't have the time. We mightn't have the money. And we also fear that meeting the needs of somebody else will make us needy ourselves. I mean, what could it expose in our own lives? I mean, we can often talk about compassion in a sentimental way, but getting close to those who are hurting may well cost us money and resources. I mean, working with other people and their wounds, as it were, can get very messy. So investing in the lives of people who are hurting can take us out of our normal schedule. So what we would do, we'd cross over to the other side of the road. We'd rather not get too involved. I mean, how long would it go on for? And anyway, so in other words, crossing over requires denying, you know, we want to just maintain and protect what we've got. But actually, if we want to help people, it means that we have to put our own concerns to one side. It means walking as Jesus walked. We can pass by on the other side because we fear that if we stop, it'll cost us more than we can afford to pay. It was back in 1966 that Langdon Gilkey, he is still a theologian, he wrote a book called The Shantung Compound, The Story of Men and Women Under Pressure. And he talks there about his experience as being in a Japanese internment camp during World War II. And Gilkey was teaching in China in those years when, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the Japanese placed all the Allied citizens into camps. Now, Gilkey was a former Presbyterian missionary in Shantung in China. And the food was pretty awful. The future was uncertain. There was 1,500 American, Canadian, British and European citizens in this compound. And he said he was amazed when it came down to the crunch how everyone just looked after themselves. For example, he said the American Red Cross succeeded in sending 2,100 food parcels into the compound. So what happened? He said the Japanese guards decreed that each prisoner would get one parcel. And because the shipment had come from America, the Americans could share the remainder amongst themselves. And that would meant that the Americans would have 600 extra food parcels to share. That's three parcels each. Well, the Americans weren't happy with that. They protested. And they said that, well, since the American Red Cross sent this, each of the 300 Americans should receive seven packets and the other prisoners shouldn't receive any. So it was a fairly practical illustration. And it taught him the extremes of love and fear. He remembered the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. So being a good neighbour, we shouldn't be afraid of that, and to understand that we can help people. Well, thank you, dear Lord, that we can be a good neighbour. We need to learn it hard, Lord. So teach us, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.